Jim advised. Lifting heavy is a mistake that can only slow you down. You have to lift what you can lift almost nonstop for as long as you are willing to be at the gym. Duration of your exercise, elimination of rest, and that your exercise engages many muscles throughout is far more important than what weight you are lifting. And in the end, you will lift more than anybody else, even if all you do is lift light for a long time. Now, imagine being given the responsibility of training a group of soldiers who in a few years will go into battle against angry bears. You have a gym all to yourself, fully stocked, fully equipped. Would you dare to recommend muscle isolation? Sitting on some machine where movement is restricted and horribly unnatural? A soldier does not need 8 muscles and a weak back. Or would you ask them to lift their maximum where they cut off their circulation, where muscles may actually get too tired, too overwhelmed? And they certainly will demand downtime where your soldiers will have to stop and sit like some boobs. And if so, how are you going to get those who are lifting 30 pounds for biceps to leap into 35 pounds? Something that they can only maybe lift once and not really well. How are you going to help them advance? What is your plan when heavy weight forces them to stop after less than a minute, after just a few seconds? Tell me, are they not going to plateau because they just can't lift anymore? And what about their back? What about their abdominal area, legs and shoulders, and their overall musculature that absolutely demands harmony so that all muscles support one another? Surely you don't believe that if they just keep lifting 30 pounds for a few seconds, anything will change. And they are human, you know. And humans get pretty freaking bored. You don't want them to turn around and give you a workout, do you? And if you start them at 30, let them tire and then move them down to 25, didn't you just tire them out first? Why didn't you give them a chance to lift lighter for longer? And would it not make sense to make them cycle various dumbbell exercises so that when one muscle group gets tired, they can switch to another effortlessly and without distraction? Why would you interrupt their exercise by telling them to move to a different machine far and away? Let them focus to the beats of music and let them flow. Move dumbbells to side, above, in front, and curl. Music will put them into a dance trance, so as long as it is slow enough not to max them out and stop them, you can increase the speed later on as they are more capable. Now look at your soldiers. They come in and lift dumbbells non-stop. Meaning they have to start in the beginning with 5 pounds on the ladies' rack, as the ladies have wiser increments. And just as soon as one of your soldiers can handle adding in a 7.5-pound section to their 5-pound routine, let them start replacing large portions of their 5-pound routine with 7.5 pounds as their body allows them to do so. Double the duration of their exercise in the same way, Just as soon as they are not tired at the end of an hour, add another one. If they are fat, gently speed up the tempo of their music by giving them a new playlist and ask them to keep their weights on the low. If they are skinny and want to put on some muscle, slow the music down and let them begin lifting more pounds, again, non-stop, for 2 or more hours. Do you see what's happening? They are becoming able to lift more and to work harder uninterrupted. Because the duration of their lifting has such a profound impact on their body, they are finally adapting. Their dumbbells are not enough to make their body stop, but also they are enough to keep pushing the body to adapt. Their actual lifting duration went from maybe 3 minutes per hour as they sit there with their sets and reps to some 120 or even 180 minutes per hour, similar to joggers, but your soldiers keep lifting more. Lifting heavy stops a person from adaptation. It just depletes them, it hurts them, it forces them to go slow and short and rest. But lifting light opens up many doors. There is the constant adding of weight, but also extending duration of their lifting. You can't do that with someone who lifts heavy. They just can't extend their lifting duration. A person who lifts heavy has no path towards gradually lifting heavier. It just seems like someone came up with this scam of sets and reps and then threw in heavy weight that just completely cuts a person off. Bodybuilding is so easy and it happens so quickly that this whole set, rep, and maximum weight seems like a manipulation. 5 pound increments at the gym are also way too much. They are maybe 5 times too heavy. Incrementing your weight by a single pound would be much smoother on your body and almost imperceptible. Now, as your motion is unrestricted, away from all the muscle isolation machines, you can start twisting and turning with dumbbells. This will tune the body for lifting with more flexibility and less injury. And controlling the tempo of music is another control knob that you get when you lift light. For example, when you are lifting heavier, you can slow your music down to give yourself the time to hoist heavy weight. But as your body adapts, you can now speed up the music just a tiny bit. Our bodies can adapt, but at their own pace, when they receive constant reminders. They will not adapt from lifting heavy 30 times, not past that initial plateau. And they will absolutely not adapt if you lift the same amount of weight the same amount of time. The reason why sets and reps are numbered is so that you can increase those numbers. But how are you gonna do that when your weights are so heavy and the whole workout is so freakishly boring and exhausting? You just end up in a plateau that guarantees less and less about lifting more and more. Finally, you can do your max exercises in free time. They will see improvement from lifting lighter for longer, of course. But the most important thing here is a fully functional, distraction-free, full body exercise that does not stop you at any point. Oh, and don't worry about hitting the wall after the first 2 hours. That too is a trick or a mistake. Switch your diet to soaked, soft trail mix. Trail mix is just a mix of peanuts and dried fruits. And as your body slowly processes all those nutrients, your digestive system will be constantly recharging your muscles, constantly feeding your muscles all the sugars and nutrients necessary. The more you learn about lifting lighter for extended durations, the more upgrades and techniques will reveal themselves. Please, please stop lifting heavy. Get hopped up on trail mix and dance with dumbbells for 2 hours a day. At first, slow and light, but then adjusting tempo, weights, and overall duration with your wisdom. With so much control, you are absolutely guaranteed to meet your goals.